previously on Dear Single Men with Tayo Magic.
You see, when you finally get into that time in your life, when you find yourself in that moment in your life, when you are beginning to like someone, when you are in love, where you begin to take interest in another person, at that moment in your life where you are all by yourself, it was just another day on the job. No clients coming in, no one sending in the bills, nagging customers coming into the office and making demands that were so unreasonable. And here I was sitting by my desk. I felt like punching one of those guys in the face. That, don't you guys have empathy at all? And I'm supposed to offer you this service, provide these services to you, but hey, can't you show some empathy? That was how my day started on a Monday. And I was frustrated and tired. How could people be like this, for crying out loud? Look, people who work in corporate organizations, bankers, insurance companies, you guys are trying. Because I tried it once in my life and I was like, this is nothing. But then, let me go back to the story I started with. I go back home on the Monday night, and the first call I got when I settled down was from this lady I'd hooked up with several months back, you know, the guy's thing. And she told me that, hey, man, I just wanted to let you know that I'm pregnant. You know, we made up and, you know, and she got pregnant as I got to know. Here I was all by myself after a very long day, and then she came and she told me that, Taro, I am pregnant. At first, I thought about all of the problems in my life, and I asked myself, do I need a child right now? Do I? Man, I was shocked. It was like I was hit with a sledgehammer. So I told her I couldn't talk more, that can we postpone the conversation until later? And she said, fine. After I hung up the call, I stood up for hours, thinking, pacing up and down, and the only thing that was coming to my mind is, what do I have to take care of a child? So, well, you might say that, how do you know it's a child? If you do get confirmed, well, that will lead me to the next question. I knew then that they have genius potential, so. Yeah, that was, I just know, very likely. And so I went there the next day, and then, you know, went to the hospital, did some small together, it was true, yeah. Then the big question came, that it was time for us to have a reality check. This pregnancy thing is real. I am the father. I'm going to be a father in 9 months. First question I asked her is this. Do you want to keep the baby? Although both of us were working class and all of that, but do you want to keep the baby? I was like, yes, I want to keep the baby. And I told her, I'm going to have to apologize for this, but you know that both of us, we don't like each other. You just made up. She said she knows. And she's willing to accept that, but she didn't ask, do I want the baby too? I said, yes, I want a baby. The moment I said that, her face lit up, literally lit up. Now, if you're a young man, single, and you're not ready to father a child yet, and your lady or any babe you got pregnant breaks the news to you, confirms to you that you are the father of the child she's carrying, it is normal for you to freak out. It is normal for you to be shocked or something. But never leave a woman hanging, especially when she wants to keep the baby. If she decides she wants to keep the baby, you have to support her, regardless. Imagine I had said that, no, I don't want a baby. A lot would have happened. The moment I said, I want to keep the baby too, I faced Lida. She knew that she's going to have the support she needed. And I'm grateful that all through that period in her life, she had all the support that she needed. So you might be somewhere asking yourself, help, I got a girl pregnant. What next? This is for you. And that is why we're going to dive further into this conversation on what you need to do when you find yourself in a situation as this, because there are so many young men who are in a similar situation as this. And to be candid, many of us have not handled this very well. Look, these are some of the excesses that comes out of our exuberance and, you know, youthfulness and trying to, you know, exercise our masculinity as men. You know, we do a lot of stuff, but still, that is redemption in us taking responsibility for our actions. That is where the redemption is, because failure to do that would mean that two individuals will be stuck in their lives because of one man's action. So you get a lady pregnant, you put her in the family way. She tells you that she wants to kill the baby. You told her, go and abort it, I'm not ready. She then goes on to keep the baby. Alright, all by ourselves. Do you know what happened to her when she's going through all of that? Her life is basically paused because of you and because of the child that she's carrying. Now, remember as well, these factors. We live in a community that does not support single women. Yeah, we know. Like, first-time mothers, especially those who are unmarried. You know, those who young people, who young ladies, as it were. Yeah, we don't believe in a community that criticizes, that ostracizes them and calls them never to do wells and all of that. And yet nobody even talks about the guys who are responsible for this, who put them in the family way. And it breaks my heart. Sometimes I take a stroll in my community. I see a lot of young kids with pepper on their heads, selling food commodities, different items. And then what comes to my mind is, where are the fathers of these kids? And look, I'm not opta, I'm not statista, but I've read in several research that many of these kids who are out of school, who are hawking on the streets of Lagos, in Abeokuta, Kaduna, and some other parts of Nigeria, and in other parts of the world as well, many of these kids, their fathers are usually not present, not absent. Many of them have not even met their fathers. And this is a concern. I won't lie to you. So, you gotta get pregnant. Help. And Tawo is offering you an advice now that would help you, young man. Do not back off. If she wants an abortion, be there with her. As long as the doctor says all of the complications will be minimal and all of that, make sure that whatever decision you're going to make on that, make sure you are making it together. That is the best thing you can do for yourselves, because this is an affair that happened between two individuals. Whether you are mature for it or not, it has happened. So that is what's up. Okay, there is a law that goes into pregnancy, and you have to understand that. So when it was my turn, both of us were working class, yeah, and from that moment I had to go and start reading up on, you know, antenatal depression, postnatal depression. I read a lot of things about pregnancy that year in my life, and I won't lie to you, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. I understood better what it means to be pregnant, and I really appreciate women for the pain and the sacrifice they go through bringing a child to this world. But 2 days ago was Mother's Day, right? So kudos to them. So when you find yourself in this situation, it is done. If she's gonna make an abortion, make sure that both of you are making that decision together. if she wants to keep the baby, make sure both of you, you are keeping the baby together. You are providing the needed support. I know that depending on the kind of family you come from, like the kind of family I come from, it's a no-nonsense family. My dad doesn't want to hear it. In fact, it's one of the reasons why my dad has not been talking to me for years now. Yeah. But I had people in the family who helped me out, you know, who have been of help and all of that. So, this is me telling my own personal experience and all that I had to go through and how I was able to deal with the situation. You know, young and naive I was then. But one more thing that really helped me, and this brings me to the next point. When this news is broken to you, it is normal for you to freak out, to be, you know, what did I do? And all of those expressions that we make. Okay. Now, when this news is broken to you, guy, let me clear you. You need to have someone in your life whom you are vulnerable to, whom you are vulnerable with. Somebody that sees you, somebody that you can tell anything without judging you, somebody that can take the road and spank you and you'll be laughing. You get that kind of analogy. We all need that kind of person in our life. So this is that kind of situation where you need such individuals in your life for times like this, because you don't know what to do. I can tell you don't have it figured out. You do not have it figured out. So let them talk. Let talk to them about it. Don't try to, in a haste, you want to cover up the matter. You want to solve the problem. No, don't do that. So, in my own case, that was what I did. I remember speaking to my mentor's wife. Then we were quite close, and I'm a big baby. There's nothing I'm going through in life that I don't tell her. I tell her everything. So I told her that, hey, mom, I've messed up again. You know, and she looked me in the eyes and gave me the word of my life. But I think it was out of control. She said, she asked me if I was going to keep it. I said, I can't allow her to go through that, even though I don't know her. Just, but I'm committed to that child. And yeah, it happened. And then she was like, okay, go ahead, man. And so I was able to get it off my chest, and that was how the process began. You know, I invited her over to see this, my mentor's wife that I was talking about. And I think so far, so good. It's been great. It's been amazing. So I do not know what your own story is, but you need to have somebody in your life that you can be vulnerable to, somebody that would correct you, that would chastise you, that would be a voice of reason to you. So one thing that all of us can take away from this as guys is this: enough of us having to deny what we do. Let us own up. Take responsibility for our actions. Do not leave a girl stuck in life after getting her pregnant. Be there for her. If you guys are not going to have anything, okay, make sure, let it be spelled out. Guy, we just had a child together. I'm going to perform my responsibility. You guys can move ahead with your life. But never get, but in that period in her life where she needs support, do not leave her. Because life is a bitch. Life, come on. Get it. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of Dear Single Man. I've been wanting to record this episode for a long time, and there you have it. I have two versions of this, right? And whatever it is, you can do all to ask me any questions. How did I go? How is it going? So I'll really love to take your comments and questions, and yeah, guys, let's just make sure that we are fine and we are doing very well as men. As always, I'm always advocating for men becoming model men at home, at work, and in the community. Tao Majeks is my name, and I'm your host. You can do what to follow Dear Single Man on all platforms, on Instagram actually, on at Dear Single Man. Alright? And of course, you can do what to follow me as well on all platforms as Tao Majeks. See you again in the next episode.
Thank you. thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Magix on various social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram at MagicodemiTayo.
From where I stand this morning, it's a beautiful day in the city of Abeokuta. I live in Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. So just in case you're just joining this podcast, yeah, I'm right here in Nigeria and this is where I'm doing my podcast from. And I want to say a very big thank you to all of the amazing audience all over the world. I mean, it's quite funny when I look at the analytics and I see that I have more audience in the United States. You know, I have more audience in the United States than in Nigeria, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? Well, I guess the podcasting is growing in Africa, yeah, so maybe that's the reason why. But then it's always nice to know that, you know, people are getting to listen to this podcast from anywhere in the world. Thank God for technology. All of us are kind of connected. So once again, Tom Majex is my name, and this is the Dear Single Men podcast. What are we talking about today on the podcast? How and where do I start? I think a good place to start is from this previous episode, from the previous podcast that I did. And my goodness, guys, the comments has been filling. I remember after I put it out on my social media platform, a lady reached out to me and said that she was kind of surprised and at the same time really impressed but how I put myself out there, you know, sharing my own personal life experience. And she went on to ask me, you know, what was the rationale behind doing it? And, you know, I had to take time to just explain to her that, you know, it was not for anything but to be very practical and to make sure that I pass the message across correctly, you know, as much as I can. So I guess that's a bit of that. But anyway, all the feedbacks has been great. If you haven't listened, please go and listen to that previous podcast. And some guys also reached out to me as well. And it's really amazing when one conversation leads up to another and people want to start, you know, people begin to see the need to talk about something they are very concerned with. So about, you know, a few guys reached out to me, like, "Tao, man, this situation may save get them, like, how do I handle it?" And, you know, I've been there before, and then, you know, I offer one or two tips that would help, and I'm sure those guys will be fine. So that is why we need to have honest conversations with ourselves as guys, and I'm glad that we are doing that. So away from all of that, go and listen to the rest of that, Jason, you know, the previous podcast episode. The title is "Help, I Gotta Get Pregnant, What Next?" So yeah, that's it. Oh my goodness, it's been a great week. It's been an amazing week for me, and I hope you're also having a great time. So one of the things I've learned to prioritize right now is learning and relearning and unlearning. So this week I've been up to learn new stuff, especially in the area of agriculture, food security, and, you know, related stuff like that. So, you know, just to let you know that food security or food production is everybody's business. So if you have a farm, if you have a space in your house, you can use it to start producing food, something you can even eat. Imagine if you're producing the food, the veggies you eat in your home. That's something that is actually solving the food problem we have in this part of the world right now. So yeah, let's not get into that, but I think it's going to be part of what I want to discuss this morning anyway. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate and conversation as to what a man should do, what is suited to do in terms of house chores, you know. And should a man sweep the house? Should a guy clean the kitchen? Should he cook the food? And, you know, these things are often related to gendering and role and all of that. So we're going to look at that. So what should guys do? What are the kind of things guys should do? You know, manly things, as it were. You know, sometimes we do not know how we came to assign, you know, role to gender. It is something that we met, you know, culturally. traditionally, the man is supposed to be the one to fend for the family, kill the lion or kill the prey and bring it home, the caveman. Well, you know, I guess some things the caveman did back then doesn't still apply to us now. I think we should have a think about that. So let's get right into the conversation today on today's podcast episode, which is, what are the chores a man should do? Yeah, so the chores a man does should not be defined by what the society expects him to do. It should not be defined by cultural norms or expectations or dictates. Because cultural norms, cultural dictates are biased more than often. The bias is there. And the cultural dictates would say that the woman is supposed to be the homemaker. She's supposed to take care of the family, clean the house, do all sorts while the husband sits in front of the TV and, you know, relaxes. All right? But our world has changed. Our world has changed. So we need to begin to rethink some things. All right? But I want to believe that the reason why these roles are being assigned to gender is because so that there will be smooth running there will be, you know, definition. All right, there will be ease of doing things. There will be order. We understand that aspect. But what if we are promoting some form of laziness amongst guys? Is it not the reason why some guys up to date can't even boil noodles? Some guys can't even boil water or boil egg or make pap. Mm-hmm. Simple things. Is it not the reason why we allow the female girls, we teach them how to do all forms of house chores, and we allow the guys not to do anything? You know, like I said, these cultural dictates and expectations are sometimes, usually more than often, biased. So let's get right into it. Now you understand where I'm coming from, that the kind of chores a man should do should not be based on what the culture says that he should do. Because that culture that established that this is what they should do, it is becoming outdated. It was meant to serve a particular generation, but it doesn't apply in this case anymore. So what should determine the kind of chores you should do? Well, number one, if there is any need for you to do something and you can do it and will provide support and assistance, why not do it? Right? Why not do it? We ought to bring up our boys in that manner too. You should be able to cook. Simple as that. It doesn't reduce you. It doesn't take anything from you to be able to know how to cook as a guy. Alright? You should be able to sweep the floor. Make your bed. You should be able to clean your home surroundings. You know? Those basic things. You should be able to go to the market. Yes. There's nothing bad in it. I mean, for those who are in a relationship, there's nothing bad in you. You know, if your babe or your wife is okay with it, there's nothing bad in going to the grocery store or going to the local market to accompany her to the market, give her more support. There's nothing bad in you being in the kitchen with your spouse. You might not necessarily be doing anything, but just giving her moral support, gisting and having conversations might just be enough. So those are chores in themselves. And right from the onset, we must begin to encourage our boys, our young guys, to learn all of these things so that they will be equipped. And so that they won't see all of these roles as being feminine or masculine. No. 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 It shouldn't be so. So this is what should determine the kind of chores that you should do. All right. So learn to wash the plate. Learn to do the dishes. Yeah, I get that. Learn how to cook some meals. Learn how to cook some food as well. Maybe at the end of this podcast, I'm gonna put it in the description. I can just leave a comment for me. Like, how many dishes can you actually cook? What kind of meal can you cook comfortably? For example, as at age 7, I was already observing how my mom cooked food in the house. And let me give you this example, this story, very quickly. So I live with two grandmas and my godmother at some point after I'd finished secondary school. So I was at home that year waiting for admission. So all through that period, my godmother was a working class and my two grandmothers were always at home. So all through that period, I was the one going to the market to get the food, and I was the one that was going to make the food for the whole house. I think we were about 6 or 7 in the house. I make semo, I make amala, I make eba, I make all kinds of food, moimoi, name it. And my godmother must meet food at home. That was how we were reached. So that was no issue. So I can't be in a relationship, I can't be a family man, and then that's going to be an issue for me, you know. At that point in time, it was just what was expected of me to make sure that food was done and available. So imagine me saying that, okay, because I'm not a woman, we have to wait, or we have to go and employ a housemaid to do all of that. No. So the kind of house chores that would make me re-emphasize again that the kind of house chores you do should be determined by, you know, what is expected of you at that point in time. It's as simple as that. All right. So I think I'm gonna leave this conversation here, and I'm going to allow us to send in our comments and let me know what you think about what chores should guys do, what chores should guys not do. I know this is going to spark a lot of debate, but listen and let me know what you think about that. Tom Majex is my name. I thank you for giving me the privilege of your attention. This is the Dear Single Men podcast, and cheers to your improvement. See you in the next episode.